Here's a check of the markets on the American Ag Network. I'm Paul Bougie. Joining me now is market analysis with Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at StoneX. Arlen, it's time for that May WASDE report. It's out from the USDA. What are the highlights on the big report?
Well, I think the highlights are the fact that it wasn't a more bearish report than what the market was braced for. We saw new crop ending corn stocks at 2.102 billion bushels. That's still a lot of corn, but it's less than what we've been for this past year. And so what we're seeing in this, the old crop of corn stocks were also dropped down to 2.022 billion. So we're getting close to that 2 billion bushel mark. Again, a lot of corn, but it's not as bad as it could have been because USDA is starting to show that cheap corn buys demand, and we're seeing that those demand estimates rise. Soybean stocks came in a little bit above trade expectations, about 14 million bushels above expectations, coming in at 445 million bushels. That's a lot of soybeans. But again, the market was braced for it possibly being worse because the market believes now that we're going to see production estimates in Brazil continue to go lower as we get more of the flood damage in Rio Grande do Sul all accounted for. Wheat came in higher than anticipated at 766 million bushels for new crop ending stocks, but the trade reacting more positively because of the freeze damage and the dryness stress we're starting to see in Russia with some of the production estimates starting to work lower. So while it was higher than expected and still ample supplies of wheat, the trade is choosing to be optimistic and say, Russia's production is going down, therefore we should see better numbers ahead for U.S. exports. And so corn, soybeans, and wheat all posting double-digit gains right now as we talk.
All right. How are things on the livestock side?
On the livestock side, really kind of a bearish day for the cattle market, while hog market is moving higher overall. We're seeing the supply of beef continue to push higher. If you look at the latest carcass weight data that just came out, it's showing that we're increasing our production. Our steer weights are 30 pounds above year-ago levels, increasing overall supply by about 3% over year-ago levels on top of some tremendous imports that we're seeing. And that's putting a lid on the product prices. And that's hurting our board price today in cattle. Meanwhile, some of that demand with these prices is shifting down to the hog side. We're seeing some encouraging signs there of stabilizing. So the hog market showing some positive gains today after recent big losses.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Arlen Suderman from StoneX with the markets on the American Ag Network. I'm Paul Bougie.